gonna be okay. As long as I've got you right here with me. Whatever our crazy hearts might do, whatever it is that we go through, no matter what, I know you're right where I wanna be.
Country 1430 AM stereo. WRDN. Durand, Downsville, Pepin. And 107.3 FM. Translator W297CH Durand.
This is Ryan Blaney.
You're 20, 23, NASCAR Cup Series champion.
The following is a production of the Motor Racing Network, the voice of NASCAR.
Drivers, start your engines!
The Motor Racing Network presents...
All right, man, be ready here.
NASCAR Live, race day.
Ready,
okay. From Martinsville Speedway, brought to you by Toyota. For the latest Toyota racing information, visit toyotaracing.com.
Under sunny skies and a temperature of 64 degrees, the NASCAR Cup Series is getting ready to square off in the final elimination race of 2024 in the NASCAR Cup Series playoff run. Hello and welcome to the Martinsville Speedway in southwestern Virginia. Motor Racing Network is live and on the air for the Xfinity 500. Mike Bagley and the MRN crew here with you preparing for the final short track race of the season. For six drivers, a chance to race for the Bill France Cup hangs in the balance today with a pressure-packed an action-packed 500 laps coming up. Alex Hayden and seven-time Martinsville winner Rusty Wallace joins us now on NASCAR Live Race Day. Alex, it's been a challenging 34-race journey for these drivers. The challenges escalate even more so here today.
When you crisscross the country, Mike, starting back in the month of February at the World Center of Racing, teams get tired. Drivers get tired. But right now, everybody's fired up. There's two races to go. For some, an opportunity to run for a championship, but they got to get through and survive today here at Martinsville. NASCAR Hall of Famer Rusty Wallace, you've won here at Martinsville seven times. There's a couple of different drivers fighting for their playoff lives that have caught your attention.
Yeah, it really has. The first one I'm looking at is Kyle Larson. It's so hard for me to believe that he's not locked in the top four already as much as he dominated the first half of this year. I mean, the guy's been so strong. And I would say the other driver I'm looking at is Ryan Blaney. Look, he had to get in last year by a win. He did win last year, but right now he hasn't won yet. This is a big, big race for him, and Team Penske has made it loud and clear to everybody on the team, help the 12 car. So I'll be watching those two really hard today.
That 12 car driven by Ryan Blaney, Joey Logano, the other Penske driver, already into the championship for these playoff drivers. Rusty, are scattered throughout the field. There's going to be a lot of different agendas, but is there one thing in particular that everybody needs to be mindful of, regardless of where you start and what's in the balance today? Oh,
yes, there sure is. And Mike, in my mind, it's don't make any mistakes. I mean, that happens all the time. You get a lot of pressure on you. This is a huge race. We're talking about hitting that curb on restarts and knocking you into another car, maybe spinning out, talking about maybe getting yourself locked in a pit box, because here at Martinsville, these are the shortest pit spaces in the entire circuit. So, I mean, this is really, really tough pit road. So, above all, don't make those stupid mistakes that get you behind where you can't win this race, or at least have a top five finish and get up front and maybe make it in the top four of points and punch your ticket to get into Phoenix.
And you talk about the pit lane, Rusty, because this is one of the most unique pit lanes we have on the entire circuit. Throw in the fact these are the smallest pit boxes on the circuit. And when you look back at this race a year ago, Ryan Blaney went on to win the race. Even though this is a 500-lap race, Blaney only made three pit stops in that entire race. So the pit crew must execute every time they come to pit lane.
Then you factor in new tires. We've got what was the option tire. The tires are softer. We saw tire wear become a problem yesterday. That's another wrinkle in this race today.
It really is, and we're going to talk an awful lot about these Goodyear tires throughout the running of the race because it is a different tire that they're running here. But we've got a perfect day to go racing. Talking to all the teams in the garage earlier, just like you did, everybody's fired up and excited for so many unknowns.
And they've been lined up before the sun came up to get onto this property today. And as we look down on this half-mile Martinsville Speedway, you can't shoehorn another fan onto this property. Everybody is hunkered down here at the Martinsville Speedway, waiting to see how this is going to shake out later this afternoon. Gentlemen, we'll be back to you shortly as NASCAR Live Race Day continues with a check of NASCAR News.
Motor Racing Network NASCAR News.
The racing action kicked off Friday night with the NASCAR Craftsman Truck Series here at the Martinsville Speedway. It was a very contentious ending to the Zip Buy Now Pay Later 200. A very physical ending between Taylor Gray and Christian Eckes, with Eckes picking up his fourth win of the year.
It's Martinsville. It is what it is, right? We came here to win, and that's what we had to do. So can't really fault me. Just got to fault not the racetrack, but just is what it is.
Grant Enfinger, Corey Heim, Christian Eckes, and Ty Majeski have advanced to the Championship Four. That race will come up Friday night from Phoenix. Yesterday, the NASCAR Xfinity Series ran the National Debt Relief 250. Eric Almirola dominated and won his third race of the year.
We won both stages. We were trying to get max points and put ourselves in position to make it to Phoenix, whether we had to do it on points or winning the race the good old-fashioned way. And thankfully, we had a good enough car to do both.
Eric Almirola is locked into the Owners' Championship Four, while Austin Hill, A.J. Allmendinger, Justin Allgaier, and Cole Custer will run for the driver's title 1 week from yesterday in Phoenix. And we congratulate our broadcasting brother, Jeff Striegel. Earlier this morning, he was inducted into the Michigan Motorsports Hall of Fame. Jeff, we miss you. We're thinking about you. But most of all, congratulations on an honor well-deserved. Coming up on NASCAR Live Race Day, we'll visit with the most recent winner to win and advance to the Championship Four. Chris Wilner will visit with Tyler Reddick. Ryan Blaney will give us the progressive keys to winning today's race at Martinsville. NASCAR Hall of Famer and seven-time Martinsville winner Rusty Wallace will be back with us to give us some context and texture about what we can expect today. And we'll head to the grid and talk with the drivers ahead of today's Xfinity 500.
Hi, this is Mike Bagley. Join me along with the cast and crew of the Motor Racing Network every Tuesday night for NASCAR Live. Hear exclusive interviews.
It's my responsibility as a driver to leave the sport in a better place than it was when I got here. And certainly sometimes it comes with controversial takes.
The best moments from each of NASCAR's premier series.
They bang sideways at the line. Photo finish.
An in-depth breakdown to the latest NASCAR news and more. It's NASCAR Live every Tuesday night at 7 Eastern.
This is Steve Post. If you love sprint cars, you'll love Wing Nation. All the latest sprint car news and interviews from the stars of sprint car racing from around the country. Join Ashley Strummy, Aaron Everham, and me every Tuesday on Motor Racing Network's and Wing Nation's Facebook pages. We go live with the weekend's winners and newsmakers from around the country. You can also find the podcast of all past shows on YouTube or subscribe to the podcast on any of your favorite podcast providers. Wing Nation, all sprint cars, all the time.
Here's how today's 500 lapper will unfold. A couple of stage breaks will happen in the race today. The first will come at lap 130. The next will come at lap 260 as we get ready to go here from Martinsville, Virginia. So glad you're with us here on this Sunday afternoon from Martinsville Speedway. This is the Motor Racing Network, the voice of NASCAR.
When your reputation is on the line, go to the Midwest leader, Bauer Built Tire and Service, for all your tire and service repair needs. They've been supplying cars, SUVs, light and medium truck tires, as well as farm tires since 1944. Plus, they've built their reputation on services such as alignments, brakes, and suspension work that will exceed your expectations. Stop in today at Bauer Built Tire and Service on Mall Drive in Eau Claire and in Durand. Bauer Built, built on service.
We could try to explain what it feels like to get your work done on a John Deere. The way a Z-Track mower finishes in half the time you thought it would. How easily soil gets moved with a 1-Series tractor. Or how it feels to tow up to 4,000 pounds behind a Gator SUV. But if you really want to know what it's like to run with us, you just have to get in the seat.
Conquer every task on your list. Visit Tractor Central, take a seat, and see for yourself why nothing runs like a Deere. Start now at TractorCentral.com.
NASCAR coverage on WRDN is brought to you in part by Bauer Built Tire of Durand.
From the paperclip, this is NASCAR Live Race Day.
Final time into turn number one. He's going to run a groove off the bottom. Down low, Tyler Reddick making a run for
clear. Denny Hamlin, Tyler Reddick is on Ryan Blaney's back bumper. Final time off the end of the back straightaway. Here comes Reddick to the top of the racetrack. Blaney right down the middle, side by side for the win.
Side by side, here they come off of turn number four. Checkered flag is in the air around the outside, and scoring the win is Tyler Reddick. What a move off four up against the fence. Tyler Reddick rallies back and scores the win.
Now, back to Mike Bagley.
That's how it sounded 7 days ago at the Homestead Miami Speedway in South Florida. Tyler Reddick and 2311 Racing punching their ticket into the championship four and ready to run for a title. Tyler Reddick making that move on the final lap. And that's become the defining moment in his career so far, as he has positioned Michael Jordan, as Jordan stands on the cusp of becoming a NASCAR Cup Series championship winning car owner. Welcome back to NASCAR Live Race Day. Earlier this week, Chris Wilder had a chance to sit down with Tyler to discuss that emotional win 1 week ago.
Fresh off the Homestead win over the weekend in a race that many are calling one of the best playoff races and finishes in our modern era, now that you've had several days to think about it, what sticks out to you most about the execution of you and this 45 team, especially with the late pit call strategy that ended up working out in your favor?
Yeah, you know, just being willing to take that risk, but understanding how much time we had, when to pit, not go a lap down. You know, it was a very bold call for sure, but it was very calculated, very thought out. You know, looking at that race, I mean, I think we're all pretty close on speed, and it was going to be really hard straight up, especially after the 11 jumped us, to just drive through the field and win. So yeah, it was risky, but we knew what we were doing it for. And then to get the caution, even though it wasn't exactly the time we wanted it. And just, you know, looking back on it, it's just so cool. You know, no hesitation, not even a doubt, not even a thought, a second thought of any kind. You know, caution comes out, Billy's like, well, we're staying out here. Like, no debate, no questions asked, this is what we're doing. And yeah, I didn't know how that plan was going to ultimately turn out after the first lap, but just every lap that we went, it seemed like I was holding on a little bit better and was a little bit stronger. And by the very end, it felt like our car was really, really good, just like the rest of the cars we race around all day.
We heard your emotions on the radio as you crossed the start-finish line, and it comes to mind thinking about these playoffs. And it's hard to have momentum, right, because you have all these different racetracks and these different rounds, and every round's different. But when you look at where you guys have been between upside down and Vegas, and then all of a sudden now locked in the championship four, what are the ranges of emotions that you feel, and did it all kind of come out to fruition there at the end?
Yeah, there's been some extremes for sure. And just, yeah, to in that position, knowing that, I mean, hey, anything could happen at Martinsville, but we've been a bit hit or miss at Martinsville. I've been a bit hit or miss at Martinsville in my career in anything I've drove. So, you know, the best opportunity we had was in front of us these last two weekends. And so to, yeah, I think it's just the extremes of the playoffs for us, you know, to go from being on our lid in a car that we felt like could have won that race and being out of it, and basically in a must-win situation going into Homestead, to, you know, looks like the day's kind of not going as planned. You know, we're strong, but no real solid guaranteed shot of winning the race, to then kind of just absolutely laying it all on the line, taking the biggest risks and finding a way to get the job done was, yeah, it was a huge sense of relief for all of us when we crossed that start finish line first. It just happened fast, and, you know, I just had a really, really good closing 7-8 laps there, where I didn't have necessarily the best car, best tires at the time, but we were able to overcome it. I think that just kind of speaks to how moments of our season have looked, moments of the playoffs have looked for us. We've done it numerous times now, and that certainly gives us a lot of confidence going into Phoenix.
and an opportunity to win a championship. Where would you rank this win, though, in terms of if you look at your season as a whole and what this means, not only for yourself, the team, but the entire 2311 organization, to be able now to race for a championship? I mean, how big was this moment over the weekend?
I mean, hopefully when the year's all said and done, it'll be second on the list. But as of right now, it's first. So we got work to do in front of us. We got time to prep and get ready. But yeah, you know, winning in that way with everything that was on the line shoots it right to the top.
I know you mentioned, too, struggling a little bit off and on Martinsville, so it takes the pressure off. So how do you race that race, especially if you are in contention at the end of, you know, the 500 laps at Martinsville and you're racing around guys that are in a must-win situation or things like that? I mean, does anything change knowing that you're in, or is it still about at least getting the grandfather clock and adding that to the mantle?
Well, I mean, that would be really awesome, but you know, there's going to be a lot of drivers and teams in a position where they have to win to get to Phoenix. As much as I would love to win that race, we don't need to make any potential enemies going into what will be the biggest moment of the year for us at Phoenix. So we'll see how that goes, obviously. The race could play out a bunch of different ways, just like we saw at Homestead. But, yeah, I think for us, we just, you know, we try to go in there and try to learn something. But we're not going to, you know, give up time and energy and effort that we'd be putting towards Phoenix trying to run good at Martinsville.
Thank you, Chris. Tyler Reddick will start today's race from the 31st starting position.
For three decades, Racing Electronics has been the number one choice for scanners, headsets, and all race day communications needs. Racing Electronics provides the ultimate fan experience for the ultimate NASCAR fan. Hear uncensored communication from every team in the race with a scanner from Racing Electronics, or tune into the MRN radio broadcast. To learn more, visit RacingElectronics.com today. Be race ready, be RE equipped.
Do you have an unused car, truck, motorcycle, boat, or RV taking up space? Put it to good use by donating it to the NASCAR Foundation. Proceeds help fund medical resources for children in our racing community. Your wheels can heal. Call 844-NASCAR-9 and we'll come tow away your vehicle for free. The process is quick and your gift is tax deductible. Call 844-NASCAR-9 to donate your vehicle to the NASCAR Foundation today. Your donation will help our children survive and thrive.
From Martinsville Speedway, this is the Motor Racing Network, the voice of NASCAR.
NTEC is constantly evolving to bring you the very best communication services. Our high-speed, high-quality internet, voice, and video services help you make the connections that matter. We may have a new look, but we're still the same local provider you know and love right here in Durand. NTEC grows and changes as you do, so we can always meet your needs. Visit NTEC.net to learn more. That's NTEC.net.
Shawls Gas, downtown Durand, is your authorized Whirlpool dealer. Reputation, quality, pricing, and personal service are what Shawls customers have come to know and trust. Shawls offers a full line of Whirlpool appliances, including dishwashers, microwaves, refrigerators, freezers, washers, and dryers, with installation and service. Clean, cost-effective propane offered by Shawls is the answer for your home energy needs. Visit Shawls Gas for all of your propane and Whirlpool appliance needs. Shawls Gas, downtown Durand.
Have a nonprofit event you'd like announced on the air? Email the information 2 weeks in advance to us at wrdn1430@gmail.com.
The Motor Racing Network and Ally Bank have partnered to honor women in motorsports. This week, we highlight veteran motorsports writer Deb Williams for her contributions in motorsports.
When you get to do what you've wanted to do since you were 13 years old, how many people are that blessed that they get to follow their passion? And this is all I wanted to do since I was 13 years old, was be a motorsports writer. You know, growing up in Western North Carolina, I was very fortunate that my parents always told me that I could do anything I wanted to do and to get an education, because it was something no one could take from you. And I can remember when I was on the eve of my teenage years, Dad and I were sitting on the backstretch at Bristol watching a race, and he pointed to the 34 car and he said, "Now watch this." And Wendell Scott came onto pit road. He stopped in his pit. He unbuckled. He got out. He did the work on his car. He got back in his car. He buckled back in his car. He drove back into the race. And my dad turned and looked at me and he said, "Now see, you can do anything you want to do if you want to do it bad enough."
The Motor Racing Network, honoring women in motorsports, was brought to you by Ally Bank. No matter what you are saving for, whether it be race tickets, a car, or a new home, you need the bank that's your ally. Ally Bank, member FDIC.
Deb has played such an important part in the documentation of the history of this sport. So glad she's still able to do that and fulfill her dream. Welcome back to NASCAR Live Race Day. You know, 1 year ago, Ryan Blaney was in the same position he finds himself in this afternoon, needing a win at Martinsville to secure a spot in the Championship Four. Ryan rose to the occasion that day and again the next weekend. On his way to his first career NASCAR Cup Series Championship, Ryan is here right now to give us the progressive keys to winning today's race, presented by Progressive Insurance. The annual Progressive Keys to Progress program provides vehicles to deserving veterans, helping our heroes drive their lives forward. Learn more at keystoprogress.com.
Off of turn number four, white flag is in the air for Ryan Blaney, Eric Almirola, and Denny Hamlin. Ryan Blaney off two, final time.
Here he comes to the back straightaway. He's got a playoff berth and a championship four run in hand. Into turn three for the final time, it's Ryan Blaney.
To the bottom of the racetrack, off turn four, off the corner. He does have enough Sunoco fuel. Checkered flag is out. Ryan Blaney wins the Xfinity 500 at the Martinsville Speedway. Ryan Blaney and Team Penske, part of the Championship Four at Phoenix.
Yeah, I feel like what made us really good last year at that race was we didn't have great like qualifying speed. We didn't qualify very good, but our race pace was really solid. And especially after 20 or so laps, I feel like I could move around where I needed to after like 50 laps. But my strong suit was just kind of, running where I needed to, kind of low and out of the rubber, but also being able to move around. Like I passed a handful of guys on the top of the racetrack. When they got stoved up in lap traffic or it rubbered down on the bottom, I could be pretty versatile. So I think that versatility in our car really helped out. Kind of racing the 11, who was really good there the whole race, kind of seeing where our strengths were compared to his, and just being able to kind of move around with our car, where I feel like some guys were maybe a little bit more locked into their lane that they were running. I had the ability to kind of move around, and that helped me a lot in traffic and things like that. So that's something I hope we have again. Hopefully the track kind of gets rubbered into where the race is going to be as far as the rubber goes and kind of what it does. Does it lay down? Does it kind of snake up a little bit to where you're going to have to be below it or above it? I feel like you're going to be able to make both lanes work, and it just depends on how you adjust your car and your driving style to make both lanes work. But that versatility, I feel like, was a huge advantage for us.
Ryan Blaney may not have had the fastest car on the short run, but yesterday he was able to manage the new tires in play today at Martinsville, and he is the strongest car on the long run. Going to the garage earlier this morning, a lot of folks pointing to Ryan Blaney as the potential winner of this afternoon's race.
Just like a pit crew helps a driver reach victory lane, Ally helps you reach your financial goals. Ally has tools like savings buckets to keep your savings on track and savings boosters to put a little extra gas in your tank. Visit Ally.com to learn more about how you can grow your money fast. Savings buckets and boosters are features of the Ally Bank savings account. Ally Bank, member FDIC.
You're not going to want to miss tonight's county fair. I'm going
to
be...
We are your window to your community.
Did you see the last 5 minutes of that football game last night?
Oh, man, I saw the whole thing.
And a lifeline to keep you safe when danger is near.
Everybody who is listening needs to take cover as soon as they can. This is one of the biggest storms.
We are live and local. We are America's broadcasters. Text radio to 52886 and tell Congress you depend on your local radio stations.
Message and data rates may apply. You may receive up to 4 messages a month, and you may text STOP to STOP.
This message furnished by the National Association of Broadcasters.
Lots of drivers have taken a hold of this racetrack over the years. Richard Petty has the most of wins here with 15. Darrell Waltrip has 11. NASCAR Hall of Famer Rusty Wallace has 7. We'll chat with Rusty when we come back from Martinsville Speedway. This is the Motor Racing Network, the voice of NASCAR.
Daily money management from Numbers R Us. It's all the same things an accountant does for a business, but for you. Whether it's an older loved one, a member of the military, or just someone who's too busy or constantly on the road, daily money management from Rhonda at Numbers R Us makes your financial life headache-free and avoids fees, family conflict, and fraud. Rhonda handles bills, deposits, and payments, monitoring accounts, and providing complete transparency. Set up a free visit with Rhonda at numbersrus.com.
Start your new and exciting career at Martin Transport Mondovi. Martin Transport's one of Western Wisconsin's largest employers and is a leader in the industry, transporting temperature-sensitive freight to 48 states, Canada, and Mexico. Martin Transport now has openings for dedicated, local, regional, and over-the-road drivers, logistics, operations, maintenance, accounting, and information technology. Visit martin.com for more information and to apply. It's better in blue when you work for an industry leader. Martin Transport Mondovi.
NASCAR coverage on WRDN is brought to you in part by Adams Super Service of Durant.
This is Brad Keselowski, and I'd like to congratulate my fellow Michigan native, Jeff Striegel, on his introduction into the Michigan Motorsports Hall of Fame and 27 great years with the Motor Racing Network. Way to go, Jeff.
And we echo those sentiments, Brad. Welcome back to the Martinsville Speedway NASCAR Live Race Day. Earlier today, Jeff Striegel getting that induction, a well-deserved celebration of his career in motorsports. Jeff will be back with us next week at the Phoenix Raceway for the championship-ending races for the NASCAR Craftsman Truck, Xfinity, and NASCAR Cup Series. Let's talk to a driver that over the years just got his arms around this place and just whipped him. Seven times NASCAR Hall of Famer Rusty Wallace is going to victory lane at the Martinsville Speedway, and he's back with us on NASCAR Live Race Day. Of all the tracks you've raced, Rusty, I would imagine Martinsville ranks towards the top, no?
No doubt about it. It's one of the most fun tracks I've ever run at, that's for sure. You know, I won a lot of races up at Bristol, nine of them there, but this was the track where I came to. I won my second most amount of races, and I just love coming here. And every time I got to this track, and if I was tight into points, I felt as though I could make some points up here because I enjoyed the track so much. Hey, I was real aware of the bad things. Real aware of maybe on a restart, you might bump that curb and get up into another car. Real aware that I could get myself stuck on pit road because these pit boxes are so short. I was well aware of the wrecks because they're short track race and stuff like that. And I think all those things in mind is what helped me win all those races, because this place, believe it or not, it's a lot of fun. It's real short. It's treacherous.
Well, this is a place that brings out the best and the worst in drivers. I want to focus on one in particular. Practice yesterday, Denny Hamlin backed his car into the outside wall. The crew put that car back together during the Xfinity Series race, rolled it through tech. The wrap is on it. That car, the primary car, will be raced today. He starts last in this field. Walk us through what needs to be in his mind and how he needs to manage this race to get back to the front and have a chance to win this race.
Well, mentally, he knows he's got a really good car. He was fast in practice, so that's one thing. It'd be terrible coming into the race not knowing if you got a good car or knowing that you got a bad car and you got to make up for it. So no, he's got a good one. Now, one thing I think is on his side today is this tire situation. Goodyear said this is the softest tire they have ever run here at the Martinsville Speedway, meaning that there's probably going to be a lot of tire changes, meaning that also there's going to be a lot of fall off. So when you got to change tires, and by the way, Denny Hamlin's got one of the fastest pit crews on the planet, and all that fall off, it gives you opportunities to work the race and do different things. I think with this softer tire is going to fall in Denny's advantage, getting from the back to the front. I think that's a good thing for him.
Now, this is something you've done your entire career. You had a reputation knowing how to manage tires, and that goes all the way back to the ASA days. So you talk about the softer tire. The right side tire is the option tire that we ran at Wilkesboro and also earlier this year at Richmond in the second Richmond race. With softer tires and the give up could be on the quick side, how do you go about managing them and not abusing them and getting the most from them?
Well, first of all, the tire wear is going to get much, much better as the race goes on. I think early in the race is where you've got to manage them. Alex was telling me earlier, he was talking to some crew chiefs, and they said, hey, look, if you get out of that groove and those right side tires out of the rubber and into the kind of the cleaner part of the concrete, it's going to be like driving on sandpaper. It's going to wear the tires out pretty doggone fast. So they really really want the driver, the crew chiefs want the drivers to keep the right side tires on that kind of rubber that's been laid down. Look, that's hard to do. You're only going to be able to do that for a short period of time. But as the race goes on, this track gets real black. Now, one thing I think is going to happen also on the caution flags. When we get to caution flags, that's when these old hot tires tend to break, pick all that rubber up. It's been stuck to the concrete. That'd be a good thing for restarts. When that old rubber's not on the ground any longer, you can sail that baby in the corner not worried about getting out of the groove. That's a good thing. But for Denny Hamlin, let's get back to him a little bit. He's a good short track racer. I think if he just keeps the car clean, doesn't make any mistakes, keeps fresh tires on the car throughout the race, I think we have a good finish.
Last but certainly not least, we know here at Martinsville, it's important to make sure your mind's in the right place. If somebody gets beaten your bumpers off, it's easy to get emotional. It's easy to get upset. How do you go about managing the emotions that this racetrack can bring out over the course of 500 laps?
That's a really good question, Mike, because a person can lose their cool really, really fast. Now, look, if you're early in the year and somebody does that, you might want to retaliate. But, look, you only got one more race left. You got this race and next week, then the year's over. You better go ahead and take a couple jabs in the rear bumper, maybe a couple jabs in the quarter panel or something like that. Just blow it off. I know it's hard to do, but you got to do that because you don't want to get in a fight with somebody on the racetrack and get yourself taken out, and the whole year is completely shot right there.
Especially if you're going to be running for a championship next weekend in Phoenix, where those chickens have a tendency to come home to roost. Rusty, appreciate you. We'll be back to you shortly. Driver intros are happening downstairs right now. Our live coverage from Martinsville continues as we are counting you down to the penultimate race of 2024.
To show you how easy it is to file a claim with GEICO, we hired a soap opera star.
Gracious me, my car has storm damage and I've had to file a claim. Could it possibly get worse? Will my claims team leave me for someone else? Someone less intense?
No. Actually, when you file a claim with GEICO, you get your own dedicated claims team who promises to stay with you throughout the process.
Oh, I've never known such loyalty. I can't wait for the second season.
GEICO. Great service without all the drama.
Drivers, start your engines!
Your home for the NASCAR Craftsman Truck Series.
Green flag goes in the air and we are underway.
The Motor Racing Network.
Two by two by two, they're about 10 rows deep of double wide racing. Taylor Gray to the bottom. Nick Sanchez outside and they're crashing mid-pack.
The voice of NASCAR, the Motor Racing Network.
Checkered flag is in the air, and Corey Heim has scored the win.
Coming up, we are headed trackside as drivers are being introduced to the crowd here at the Paperclip from Martinsville Speedway. This is the Motor Racing Network, the voice of NASCAR.
When it comes to planting, we know that it takes more than just seed and soil. It's Matthew here with Bluff Country Feed and Seed, and I know that it takes quality seed, fertilizer, as well as expertise. That is how you build a proper foundation and lay down your roots. This is exactly why we can be your experts, because we are rooted here locally. We know Bluff Country because we live here with you. Strong roots lead to a strong business and a thriving community. So plant your roots with us at Bluff Country Feed and Seed.
Wisconsin soybean farmers are fueling Wisconsin. In 2021, the value of Wisconsin soybeans was $1.61 billion. That fuels our state's economy, communities, and Wisconsin's future. Wisconsin soybean farmers fuel our state, country, and the world while protecting the land and water. Learn how the Wisconsin Soybean Marketing Board and Wisconsin Soybean Association are working hard to fuel our farms and future. Visit Wisconsin Soybean.
NASCAR Live Race Day is brought to you by Toyota. For the latest Toyota racing information, visit toyotaracing.com.
Welcome back to Martinsville Speedway. A beautiful Sunday afternoon as we get set for 500 laps around the Paperclip. Let's go down trackside, talk to some of the drivers as they get set to go here today. We will start with the driver that is the best of the drivers that have not advanced. We talk about Tyler Reddick and Joey Logano already having locked in a championship four spot. Christopher Bell comes into today 29 points above the cut line. He is a former winner here at Martinsville. 2 years ago, he took the checkered flag. He started start 16th. He's with Chris Wilner of Carmel, Indiana.
Again, 29 points to the good. Christopher, you start 16th. How do you approach today points-wise and knowing that oftentimes this is a must-win situation?
Yeah, I mean, I think we're in the unique spot where we might be the only person in the field that it's not a must-win for. So just got to really focus on the points and know what the competitors around us are doing. And have a day.
All right, he's about to be introduced to the crowd as the playoff drivers get welcomed here at Martinsville Speedway. But again, Christopher, again, kind of explained a little bit of the opportunity that they have at hand. And I talked to his crew chief, Adam Stevens, this morning. He said the tire still has a little bit of uncertainty. And I know we'll dive into that when we get to the race. But they like their chances as the long run goes. So Christopher Bell will have some work to do starting 16th.
Just to refresh the scenario for you, Christopher Bell is third on the playoff grid. He's in by 29. William Byron is the driver that's on the cut line right now. He is in by 7. On the out looking in, you got Kyle Larson, who's out by 7. You've got Denny Hamlin out by 18. Ryan Blaney is out by 38. And Chase Elliott is out by 43. However, if you are a Chase Elliott fan, that car was fast yesterday. We had a chance to catch up with Alan Gustafson, who told us earlier, they are confident in their driver and they're confident in their race car. And right now, Chase Elliott is one of the drivers that's on the short list to win this race today. The other, we mentioned Ryan Blaney. We hope to catch up with Ryan shortly. But Ryan, on the long haul, had the least fall off in this new tire setup here at Martinsville. He won this race a year ago to advance to the championship four, parlayed that into the championship winning moves at Phoenix, and perhaps maybe that is on deck for him today. We'll all have to find out together. A couple of drivers having challenges in practice yesterday, one of them including Denny Hamlin. We'll catch up with Denny shortly, but right now on the racetrack, it's all about the drivers as they get ready to prepare for their 500 laps around the Martinsville Speedway. Another fast driver, Martin Truex Jr., who set the fastest lap in practice yesterday. And right now, he is being introduced and running around the racetrack and introducing himself to folks and them to him. We'll catch up with Martin in a moment as the drivers are just coming off of their pickup trucks and after being introduced to the crowd, making a quick pre-race pit stop before they climb aboard their race cars. Actually, as we speak, driver intros have just concluded, and we're watching this mass of fans walking their way from the start-finish line all the way back to turn number 4, taking their seats and getting ready to watch what's going to unfold in front of us this afternoon. We talked about it with Rusty Wallace earlier. Since daybreak, before even the sun came up, the fans were lining the streets. They were basically lined up for miles to get onto the property. They've been entertained. A lot of them have gotten access to the pre-race stage area, roaming around the pits and the garage area, just trying to get a glimpse of their favorite driver, their favorite race car, their favorite mechanics and crew chiefs and the like. And a lot have done that. And then now they are getting ready to take their seats and watch the 500 laps that are about to unfold. It's been a very busy weekend here at Martinsville. We mentioned in the news that the action started Friday night with the NASCAR Craftsman Truck Series. We had the Xfinity Series yesterday. Let's go back trackside right now to a driver that is hoping to put another memory in the memory bank and make the championship four. We're speaking of Ryan Blaney, who's with our Steve Post.
Ryan Blaney making his way from the pre-rig grid down here as he gets ready to start and see if he can do it again here at Martinsville. Ryan, you were able to transfer in last year. What's your sense? What's your thought as you get ready to do it again here today?
I feel decent about our day. I feel like my race runs, I felt pretty decent. So, I just have to kind of see where the track goes through the day and, how can you adjust your car for that. So, it should be a fun race. Hopefully, everyone enjoys it.
What's your sense as far as chaos, lack of chaos? What do you think we're going to see here in the late stages of this one?
I think there'll be moments where it's chaotic, because you have a couple different scenarios of, some people that need to win to get in and a couple of them that are kind of running for points. So that'll be interesting to watch through the day. But, I think it'll be pretty chaotic today, especially towards the end of that race. You just never know. You got to be kind of ready for anything.
Ready for anything. That's Ryan Blaney. He is ready for anything, and he will do it from the 14th starting spot.
William Byron is a two-time winner here at the Martinsville Speedway. His most recent win came in the spring. If he wins today, he will give Hendrick Motorsports its 30th win. He'll start on the inside of row two. He's with Chris Wilner.
And he is just 7 points above the cut. So William Byron, of course, the experience of winning here in the spring, I don't know what translates or if anything at all, but what's the approach today when you look at the opportunity for yourself to put yourself into a championship four spot?
It's a great opportunity. I love it, man. It's going to be awesome. So can't wait to get in the race car here in a sec.
What has been the biggest challenge learning with the new tire here this afternoon?
Just kind of figuring out what the balance migration is, you know, through practice and everything. Good luck. Thank you. Just kind of managing the balance trends, and I feel like my team has a pretty good handle on that. So yeah, just got to get in and do it.
All right, that's William Byron, guys, starting third. Again, he scratched and clawed last year to get into the championship four. He's going to try to do so the same today. Steve Post.
So much of the story this weekend is Denny Hamlin had a brake failure on the car yesterday. They've rebuilt this race car starting from the last spot. Denny, your emotion, your sense, how good is the race car? What's your feeling as you get ready to go from last year in a race that you probably need to win?
Yeah, I mean, it's we're going to try to do what no one else has done, and that's win a race here from the last starting spot, and certainly would be an amazing story. We're going to give it our best shot. I'm going to do the best I can, try to avoid trouble early. That's going to be key for us to, you know, while we're back here, you know, this is typically where you get yourself in trouble, and so I'm going to do my job to try to stay out of that trouble and pick them off one by one.
One by one, stay out of trouble. That's the plan for Denny Hamlin. He will start in the 37th starting spot, Mike.
Denny Hamlin, a five-time Martinsville winner. But that last win came over 9 years ago.
Still getting around to that fix on your car? You got this. On eBay, you'll find millions of parts guaranteed to fit. Doesn't matter if it's a major engine repair or your first time swapping your windshield wipers. eBay has that part you need, ready to click perfectly into place. For changes big and small, loud or quiet, find all the parts you need at prices you'll love. Guaranteed to fit every time. But you already know that. eBay. Things. People. Love. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
Did you know that Wendy's has any size soft drinks for just a buck? Yeah, any size, any time. Like a dollar Coke, dollar Sprite, or even a dollar Strawberry Fanta. Okay, could we like maybe switch up the sound effect, please? Because I'm losing it. Wow, no, not that. Any size soft drink for just a buck? Gotta be Wendy's.
Limited time only. Price and participation may vary. A la carte only. Not valid in a combo. Exclusions apply.
Opening ceremonies are coming up. NASCAR Live Race Day has been brought to you by Toyota. For the latest Toyota racing information, visit toyotaracing.com. From Martinsville Speedway, this is the Motor Racing Network, the voice of NASCAR.
We're local, we're friendly, and we're fast.
You gotta love the hometown guys.
As a preferred customer of Adam Super Service of Durand, receive $30 off an oil change when you get 5 oil changes. Every oil change at Adam Super Service includes up to 5 quarts of oil, filter, lube, and the ASE certified technicians will do a complete safety check of your vehicle. Adam Super Service, your partner's network car care center, downtown Durand.
You gotta love the hometown guys.
There are better known tractors in the world than Coyote. Ones with bigger names, longer histories, more popular hats, cute toy lines. But there's not a single tractor ever been built that's better equipped to do the dirty work. So we'll just focus on what really matters. Coyote, we dig dirt.
Dig some dirt with a Coyote tractor now available at Anabu Silo, Highway 25, Durand.
Turn your smartphone into a radio. Download the free Android app at RealCountry1430.com. Brought to you by Prime Realty of Durand.
Here's the starting lineup for the Xfinity 500. Swapping out your tires, there's nothing like it. With eBay, you'll find the feel you're looking for. From smooth highway rides to grip for rough terrain. Get all the tires you need at prices you'll love. eBay. Things people love. Row 19.
Denny Hamlin, Chesterfield, Virginia.
Row 18.
Zane Smith, Huntington Beach, California.
Josh Palicki, Richfield, Wisconsin.
Row 17.
Corey LaJoy, Kannapolis, North Carolina.
Kaz Gralla, Boston, Massachusetts.
Row 16.
John Hunter Nemechek, Charlotte, North Carolina.
Tyler Reddick, Corning, California.
Row 15.
Justin Haley, Winnemac, Indiana.
Shy, Ben Gisberger.
Row 14.
Ricky Stenhouse Jr., Olive Branch, Mississippi.
Carson Hocevar, Portage, Michigan.
Row 13.
Chris Buescher, Prosper, Texas.
Noah Gregson, Las Vegas, Nevada.
Row 12.
Austin Cindric, Mooresville, North Carolina.
Kyle Busch, Las Vegas, Nevada.
Row 11.
Ross Chastain, Alva, Florida.
Eric Jones, Byron, Michigan.
Row 10.
Daniel Suarez, Monterrey, Mexico.
Bubba Wallace, Concord, North Carolina.
Row 9.
Brad Keselowski, Rochester Hills, Michigan.
Michael McDowell, Glendale, Arizona.
Row 8.
Christopher Bell, Norman, Oklahoma.
Daniel Hemrick, Kannapolis, North Carolina.
Row 7.
Ryan Blaney, Hartford, Ohio.
Todd Gilliland, Mooresville, North Carolina.
Row 6.
Joey Logano, Middletown, Connecticut.
Josh Berry, Hendersonville, Tennessee.
And now, the top 10 starters. Starting 10th.
Austin Dillon, Welcome, North Carolina.
Starting 9th.
Kyle Larson, Elk Grove, California.
Starting 8th.
Ryan Preece, Berlin, Connecticut.
Starting 7th.
Alex Bowman, Tucson, Arizona.
Starting 6th.
Harrison Burton, Huntersville, North Carolina.
Starting 5th.
Ty Gibbs, Washington, D.C.
Starting 4th.
Chase Briscoe, Mitchell, Indiana.
Starting 3rd.
William Byron, Charlotte, North Carolina.
Starting 2nd.
Chase Elliott, Dawsonville, Georgia.
And starting on the pole,
Martin Truex Jr., Mayetta, New Jersey.
That's the starting lineup for the Xfinity 500.
The checkered flag is getting ready to fly on an action-packed Martinsville racing weekend. That action started Friday with the NASCAR Craftsman Truck Series. Christian Eckes winning on Friday night. The Zip Buy Now Pay Later 200 in a very contentious ending between he and Taylor Gray. Taylor was racing for a spot in the Championship 4. With Christian winning, it deprived Taylor of that opportunity. The Championship 4 is set for the trucks. Yesterday, the NASCAR Xfinity Series ran the National Debt Relief 250. It was Eric Almirola dominating the race, winning his third race of the year, with Austin Hill, A.J. Allmendinger, Justin Allgaier, and Cole Custer running for the title next Saturday. And now all attentions today turn to what's in front of us for the NASCAR Cup Series. Tyler Reddick and Joey Logano are already into the Championship 4. Two spots up for grabs today with six drivers going for those two spots. Christopher Bell and William Byron have them so far, with Kyle Larson, Denny Hamlin, Ryan Blaney, and Chase Elliott trying to take those spots from them. Over the course of the next 500 laps, we'll learn who will run for the 2024 NASCAR Cup Series Championship. Trackside right now, the entire Petty family has gathered. They are about to give the command, the king, with 15 wins at the Paperclip Center Stage here at Martinsville. Trackside we go. Please rise as you are able. Remove your hats and veterans render a hand salute as American Legion Post 116 presents our nation's colors. Here to offer today's invocation, please welcome from Rich Acres Christian Church, Pastor Tim Hunt.
Bow with me, please. Heavenly Father, we thank you for this beautiful day that you've given us today here at Martinsville Speedway to enjoy this race. And we know it takes a lot of people to make this happen, so we pray protection over all of those that are inside the track and outside the track. And today we want to give a special thank you for Richard Petty and the Petty family and for what they've meant to racing for all of these years. May you give them a special blessing today. Father, thank you for allowing Jesus to die for us so that we could live. And we pray this prayer in his powerful name. Amen.
Performing our national anthem, please welcome Grammy-nominated Gospel Hall of Fame and Grand Ole Opry members, the Isaacs.
Oh, say can you see by the dawn's early light what so proudly we hailed at the twilight's last gleaming, whose broad stripes and bright stars through the perilous fight o'er the ramparts we watched were so gallantly streaming.
With the Bandits flying team flying overhead, we are set to go for 500 laps of Martinsville racing action.
Hear that? The relaxing sound of ambient music in a yoga class. And if you were here, you'd listen to 15 people taking a deep breath in sync. But you're not here. Your self-care happens out on the road, riding your motorcycle protected by Progressive. So if you ride, get a quote today and see if you could save with Progressive, America's number one motorcycle insurer. And find inner peace with a different pose called Palms on Handlebars. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates, not available in all states.
Let's get racing. She's rounding the corner straight for the straight talk aisle. Woo, pile up on aisle 9. She just barely avoids it. Home stretch. She's picking out a new plan, keeping the phone she loves. Incredible win.
Bring your own phone and get one line for $25 a month with straight savings. Available at Walmart and straighttalk.com. Straight Talk, official partner of NASCAR. Straight savings plan requires compatible unlocked device and new line of service. Offer ends if eligibility requirements are not met. Taxes and fees apply. For network management practices, see Straight Talk website. NASCAR is a registered trademark and used with express permission.
From Martinsville Speedway, this is the Motor Racing Network, the voice of NASCAR.
Jeff Gordon wins the Daytona 500.
Jeff Gordon's rise to one of NASCAR's all-time greatest drivers was one like no other. Relive Jeff Gordon's journey to the NASCAR Hall of Fame with the exclusive MRN podcast, Jeff Gordon, A Colorful Career. 93 Cup Series wins, 4 Cup Series championships, and 3 Daytona 500 wins. A career rivaled by few others. Check out MRN's Jeff Gordon, A Colorful Career on podcast platforms and MRN.com.
This is Steve Post. If you love sprint cars, you'll love Wing Nation. All the latest sprint car news and interviews from the stars of sprint car racing from around the country. Join Ashley Strumming, Aaron Evernham, and me every Tuesday on Motor Racing Network's and Wing Nation's Facebook pages. We go live with the weekend's winners and newsmakers from around the country. You can also find the podcast of all past shows on YouTube or subscribe to the podcast on any of your favorite podcast providers. Wing Nation, all sprint cars, all the time.
Today at the Martinsville Speedway, the Xfinity 500 is the final race of the NASCAR Cup Series Round of 8. After this race, we'll know the four drivers that will run for the championship next week in Phoenix. This Martinsville racetrack is a half mile in length. The confines are tight, and that leads to contact. That contact leads to hair trigger emotions at the most crucial time on the racing calendar. Five-time Martinsville winner Denny Hamlin.
The place on its schedule is just perfect, right? The atmosphere that you have there, you have a short track race. There's always going to be more contact because it's a smaller track. We can't get away from each other. We can't help but run into each other most of the times there. And then add on, you've got, you know, 8 guys vying for 4 spots. This is a handful of them's last opportunity to get in the final four. You typically see a physical race, and then you see exciting restarts at the end that determines usually who's in, who's out.
Live from Martinsville, the Xfinity 500 is next.
Live on the Motor Racing Network, it's the NASCAR Cup Series.
Just getting a big thumbs up. Get ready to rock and roll and pass the race card today, pal. Hey, boys, let's execute. Have a good day.
Today, the Xfinity 500 from Martinsville Speedway. Brought to you by Xfinity, proud premier partner of NASCAR. By GEICO. GEICO's mobile app has 24/7 claim service and on-the-go policy info. Get more with GEICO. By Straight Talk Wireless, real unlimited data for fans of fast. Official partner of NASCAR. By eBay Motors. Burn rubber, not cash. By shopping on eBay Motors. eBayMotors.com. By Wendy's Breakfast Burrito. By Progressive Insurance. Progressive Insurance offers 24/7 protection when you bundle home, auto, and motorcycle. Learn more at Progressive.com. By Toyota. For the latest Toyota racing information, visit ToyotaRacing.com. And by Sunoco. From NASCAR to your car, Sunoco Fuel helps your car reach peak performance.
Pre-race pomp and circumstance is buttoned up here at the Martinsville Speedway. One final piece of business about to be tended to, and that's getting the command to fire engines. Welcome back to the Martinsville Speedway. Motor Racing Network's live coverage of the Xfinity 500. Alex Hayden, we have been here since Friday. We've watched trucks. We've watched Xfinity. We've watched Cup practice and qualifying, and now it is set before us. 500 laps separates some drivers from racing for a championship and not being able to race for a championship.
Yeah, there's so much pressure on the line right now, but when you get to this business and at this level of NASCAR competition, the highest form of stock car racing on the planet, pressure is part of it. And when you have to come out here and execute a near flawless race to try to continue on in the playoffs, it adds even more pressure.
Right now, trackside, the King, Richard Petty, and his entire family are in a U-shape. He's got 15 wins here, and he and the family are about to deliver the command to fire engines.
Here to deliver the most famous words in motorsports, please welcome Xfinity Rewards member Heather McBride, along with four generations of the Petty family, in celebration of their 75th anniversary in NASCAR.
Drivers, start your engines!
The war cry has been issued. The field comes to life. We are set to go racing on the paperclip this afternoon.
NASCAR fans, thinking about heading to the track? The official NASCAR Trax app is the ultimate resource for planning and attending your next event. Discover tickets, event schedules, maps, and facility information to make your experience memorable. Get notified of the latest happenings right on your mobile device.
Ready, green flag, green flag.
New for 2024 is scanner access right from your phone.
Got a race to win, my man.
Listen to driver and team communications while at select NASCAR Trax. Download NASCAR Trax today on the Apple App Store or Google Play. NASCAR fans, the time is now to turn your love of racing into free tickets, merchandise, VIP experiences, and much, much more. Rack up fan rewards points by watching races at home, playing fantasy, completing challenges, and visiting tracks. Then redeem your points for epic prizes. You are in the driver's seat. What are you waiting for? Sign up for the free NASCAR Fan Rewards Loyalty Program today at nascar.com/fanrewards.
From Martinsville Speedway, this is the Motor Racing Network, the voice of NASCAR.
You have work to do. You need a tractor that helps get it done. TYM is a full range of tractors designed to meet that task. With the TYM easy-to-use controls and features, switching from one job to another is easy. And with a full range of models from 24 horsepower to 105 horsepower turbo, there's a TYM tractor that's just right for the job and for you. Work smart, but you can't buy a TYM tractor just anywhere. It's only sold at special authorized TYM dealers. Synergy Co-op, State Road 25, Ridgeland.
Start your new and exciting career at Martin Transport Mondovi. Martin Transport's one of Western Wisconsin's largest employers and is a leader in the industry, transporting temperature-sensitive freight to 48 states, Canada, and Mexico. Martin Transport now has openings for dedicated, local, regional, and over-the-road drivers, logistics, operations, maintenance, accounting, and information technology. Visit martin.com for more information and to apply. It's better in blue when you work for an industry leader. Martin Transport Mondovi.
Be listening for the WRDN Outdoor Report, Monday through Friday at 8:20 and 4:20. Brought to you by Ryan's Sports Shop, downtown Durand.
Welcome back to the Martinsville Speedway. The field has fired their engines. They're getting ready to roll off for several pace and parade laps, and then we will be off and running here this afternoon in southwestern Virginia.
Before we put the race cars on the track for those pace and parade laps, let's pause 10 seconds for station identification on the Motor Racing Network.
You're listening to coverage of NASCAR on Real Country 1430 WRDN, Durand, Mondovi, Wabasha. NASCAR coverage being brought to you by Martin Transport of Mondovi.
Motor Racing Network is live at Martinsville Speedway in Martinsville, Virginia. So glad you can join us today for the Xfinity 500. My name is Alex Hayden. Mike Bagley is alongside, in for Jeff Striegel this weekend. Jeff back with us next week in Phoenix. NASCAR Hall of Famer Rusty Wallace. We've heard from our pit lane reporters, Steve Post and Chris Wilner. In just a moment, Mike, I think we need to bring in another member of the family.
Let's do that right now. Position in and amongst them. High atop turn number 3. We'll cover all the action in the corners this afternoon. afternoon is Dave Moody of Barre, Vermont.
Thank you, Mike Bagley. Good afternoon once again, everybody. Yes, indeed, we are elbow to elbow up here in the Turn 3 grandstands at Martinsville. Let's give you the lay of the land here. Very minimal banking at the Martinsville Speedway, just 12 degrees, not enough to help very much at all if you've got an ill-handling race car that doesn't want to rotate in the corner. Bottom two lanes are concrete. The outside two lanes are asphalt. If you're running on the asphalt, probably trouble is coming, and it's coming soon. The low lane at Martinsville Speedway is almost always the fast way around. Big crowd on hand here this afternoon. Chamber of Commerce weather for the penultimate